You're listening to the Yes Jess podcast, and on this Tuesday in August at 6:44 p.m., this kind of seems like the perfect time to restart the podcast. So let's roll the title clip.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder what is going on inside their head?
Get out of the car!
Aww. You just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
You're listening to the Yes Jess podcast.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Trash.
Before we get started on anything further, let's also do the disclaimer. Sorry to keep teasing you, pretending like I'm going to talk more, but I'll talk more after this. This is my disclaimer. All content on this podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Any advice given is purely based on my own experience and should not be considered professional advice. Unless otherwise stated, all opinions, thoughts, jingles, audio, and graphics are my own. Please do not hold this podcast as gospel, even though I would love that, because this is just headspace but run by someone underfunded and underqualified. Listener discretion is advised. Now, let's get back to the program, shall we? Actually gonna talk now. There's no more clips to roll, there's no more little jingles to do.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder, what is-
I'm just kidding. I am actually going to start speaking now. Hi, welcome if you're listening to the podcast, or welcome back if you've been an old listener. This feels a little bit normal and not normal at the same time. Sorry, that was like the dumbest thing I could have said. It feels normal in that it feels like I haven't taken a break at all. Like talking into a microphone, recording this on my laptop, this feels very, very natural to me, but it also feels slightly unnatural in that it's been a little while since I've done the podcast, so it might take me a little bit of time to get used to talking into a microphone again, into editing, into doing all the promo stuff. So if I can ask of you, if I can just ask one more thing besides to subscribe, is to just be patient. So thank you so much for your patience while you've been waiting for my return. I also want to just ask, since I already said it before, to subscribe to this podcast. You can do that on whatever platform you are using to listen to this podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can scroll all the way up and you'll see a little green button that says follow if you're reading it in English. And you can just click that button and you will be subscribed to the podcast. That way you will not miss an episode. And also don't forget to follow me on my social media. It's at YesJessPodcast on Instagram. You can find all of my links from there, including my TikTok, including my Instagram, including my YouTube, which we started a while ago, but like, let's talk about that later. So the topic of today's convo, I'm going to be talking about starting things, whether that is hobbies, whether that is a new skill, whether that is like a new, you know, a new degree, something like that. I'm going to be talking specifically about podcasts today, just because that is my thing that I'm starting. But I think whatever I say about starting a podcast today, I think a lot of it will be applicable to whatever new thing that you are starting in your life. So, you know, just take what you want, leave what you don't. But I am just specifically going to talk about starting podcasts today. I think one of my major worries when I was restarting this podcast and when I actually first started this podcast was nobody's going to listen. I first decided to start this podcast kind of just coming out of like the first wave of the pandemic. So this was like before Omicron in the UK. And everybody, it seemed, during the pandemic had started a podcast. Like I remember at a certain point, there were microphones that were also that on Amazon because everybody was buying a microphone and everybody had a podcast. And I think to an extent today, like it sort of seems like everybody does have a podcast. So when I first started this, I was like, nobody's going to listen. There's so many other people to listen to, like, why should they listen to me? And I think that that's a very fair way of thinking. If you are thinking about starting a podcast in order to make this your living or to make this your career, I think listenership is important. And even if you're not trying to make this your career, I think, listen, it's always nice to know that people are listening to what you have to say. But I think in specific, in regard to starting something, particularly starting a podcast, is very easy for me to say, but don't worry about whether people are listening or not. One of the greatest things about starting a podcast that I've discovered, or even starting, you know, doing radio for my uni days, I hope this doesn't sound conceited, but I've sort of prioritized my own voice. And that's not in a way that's like, I love listening to the sound of my own voice. That's more along the lines of like, I have something to say. Whether or not people are listening is a separate issue that I will deal with, but there are just things that I want to talk about. There are things that I want to say. So when I started the podcast, I began to sort of get over this fear of like what I have to say isn't important. Starting a podcast or starting this for myself to figure out my own voice and to understand my own thoughts, it's really, really given me a deeper understanding of who I am and that I have things to say. As I said before, a listenership would be great. A listenership in the thousands would be great. But I think starting something like this, it just reminds you that you can have something to say or an interest in a particular topic, and it doesn't have to be heard by absolutely everyone. I feel like I'm sort of going along the lines of like, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it still make a sound? Look, all of those philosophical things aside, when you speak, of course we want people to listen to it. Of course it would be nice. But at the end of the day, we are still in ourselves, we're still people who have something to say, who have opinions. And I think don't let the idea of other people having other things to say disregard the fact that you too have something to say. And I think the same, if you're starting a new hobby, like let's say you're starting tennis, if you apply the same logic of like, oh, no one's going to watch me play, or no one's going to like, you know, think that I'm good at this or whatever, no one's going to see me. That doesn't seem like a very good reason to not start doing it. In my belief, you should always do a hobby, or you should always start a new activity because you want to do it, as opposed to how other people are going to react to it. So that's one of the main reasons why I recommend starting a podcast or starting a hobby in general. My next reason for starting something is that it teaches you skills that you're not likely to get elsewhere. So with starting a podcast in particular, it teaches me such great skills about how I'm using my voice, the way that I'm actually talking, like which part of my like voice box I'm actually using to talk. Because like I talk to you guys the way that I talk to other people, like I project. But when I first started doing this podcast, I think I had a lot of takes where I was like, I was just talking like this and it's like not the nicest thing for your ears. But if I talk like this, it sounds a lot nicer, doesn't it? And it's just taught me a lot about myself and the different ways that I project myself, the different ways that people can understand me. I'm not amazing at this. I'm still learning, but it is teaching me a lot of valuable things. It's teaching me editing skills, marketing skills, stuff that I'm writing on my CV and my cover letters. Let's not talk about whether, you know, the jobs have been successful or not, but I am writing that on my CV and my cover letters. And it's the same thing. If you are, again, I'm going to use tennis. Even though you might be trying to learn the skill of tennis, you're learning other things at the same time. You're learning things about stamina, about nutrition, about time management, about communication between you and your coach, or, you know, you and your partner if you're doing doubles, or I don't know, something like that. But I think starting a hobby, especially when you're starting it just for yourself, teaches you so many skills that sometimes you might not be able to get in just day-to-day life. I think that sort of leads me nicely onto my next reason for starting a new hobby or, you know, a new activity, is that it gives you an opportunity to explore the topics that you're interested in. So I guess like, let's say you wanted to start painting again, not only are you learning more skills, but it also teaches you about what you find inspires you. From that, I think you can develop a lot more interest. You can sort of start going down a new path of what you might find interesting. So let's say you're painting and you try doing portraits of nature and it's like, oh, it's okay. But then you start doing portraits of people and then you're like, actually, this is good. I like drawing people. I find people's faces really interesting. And then you start looking at how different people's faces are formed. You start looking at the beauty of how everybody has different facial features. And then you start focusing more on like portrait art. And it's the same thing with starting a podcast. My podcast in particular was I started it to talk about my mental health and to talk about like different feelings that we feel in everyday life. I used to sort of treat my podcast episodes as like almost a dissection of how I felt at the time. So when other instances would come up in the future, I'd be able to understand why I felt a certain way. I wouldn't always be able to like change that feeling, but I would always be able to navigate and understand why that was happening. And I think that that's important. My next reason to start a new hobby or activity or podcast or something, my next reason to start that thing is that it gives you a project to focus on. I feel like when I was very young, and I was still maybe 6-7 years old, besides school, which like, you know, always ended early anyway, when I would go home, my life was just filled with hobbies and I was so happy. I would actually love it if my entire life, if I could just be paid to do hobbies, like if my entire life was just made up of doing hobbies all day, I would love that. And I think that doing hobbies and like having the time to explore the interests that you have, I think that's so valuable to learning and to growing and to discovering yourself and to forming connections with other people. Having a project or starting a project is so good for you because it sort of brings back in all of those experiences that you might have had before that I think maybe we tend to lose nowadays. I think nowadays it's so easy to just go to work, come home from work, go on TikTok, go on YouTube, or watch movies, and then go to sleep, and then spend time with your friends for the weekend. I think for a lot of people, that can be a very perfectly fulfilling, enjoyable life, and it is, like, there's definitely things in everything I just said that I like doing. I think after a while, and maybe not for everybody, but I think after a while, people begin to feel that, like, loss of searching for something, and I think you can find a lot of that, like, searching and, like, pursuit of growth in your job if you have one of those jobs that allows that for you. But for some people who maybe either don't have a job or who can't find that within their workplace, I think having an outside hobby, having an outside project gives you that pursuit, that focus, and that motivation to keep learning and keep growing. So whether or not you're starting a podcast or not, whether you're starting tennis, whether you're starting art, I think having a project to focus on or having a project is just great for your overall growth and overall life satisfaction. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist in any way. I should have probably said that in the disclaimer. But yeah, I do think that those things are important. I've always found that things like growth and like having a pursuit and having like little side quests, shall we call them? I've always found that doing those has given me much more satisfaction in my life. I think my final reason for starting a podcast or for starting a new activity, starting a new hobby, is that it can really push you outside of your comfort zone. Arguably, talking into a microphone every week is not a particularly fearful activity. It doesn't invoke that much fear in me. You know, I'm still in my house, I'm still safe. But when I post the episode and when I look at the numbers and when I, you know, start doing the marketing and stuff for that, some of that is scary because a lot of it is like people, if this doesn't succeed, people are going to think I'm such a joke, or people are going to be like, that's so cringe, or people are just going to be like, people are going to listen to the podcast to what I have to say and they're going to laugh. Which I think a little bit of self-doubt isn't bad. I think it stops you from being kind of too confident and not being self-aware of the things that you're talking about or the things that you're doing. But I kind of think that starting something new pushes you out of your comfort zone more and is so much more valuable than any fear or shame you might have from other people talking about you. And so what if people think you're cringe? Maybe you are cringe, but like that's you, and you're going to find other people who think that you're not cringe, or you're going to find other people who do the same activity, who like what you have to say, who actually agree with what you have to say, as long as like what you're saying and stuff like isn't hurting people. I'm so aware that there are so many podcasts out there that actually just further harm marginalized groups and just further perpetuate stereotypes. But I think to get back on topic, don't let the fear of what other people might say about you stop you from doing something. You know, these are all just might be's. These are all just hypotheticals. So I think if fear of what other people have to say or what other people think is the only reason that's really stopping you from doing something, I don't think that that's a very good reason to not do something. Okay, so you've reached the end of today's podcast. It is like 40 degrees in my room now. I am very, very sweaty and hot, but I'm gonna go take a break now. And I hope that you are also taking a break. I hope that you're also taking care of yourself. I know that the summer weather is here and that it's very beautiful and there's a lot of pressure to go outside and to have fun because it's summer and you have to seize the moment. But I think if you're someone who's not quite in that headspace, I think that's okay. So I hope that if that is applicable to you, I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you're eating as much as you need to eat and that you're taking care of yourself in whatever way that might look like. So I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you again for waiting for me to come back. And yeah, I don't know if anybody cares about life updates, so I'm probably not going to give them. The only life update I'm going to say is that I I now have Instagram again, which was a big step for me. But yeah, I now have Instagram again. You can go look at my Yes Jess Podcast Instagram account to find my actual Instagram. Actually, I'll just say it. Why am I like keeping it? Why am I gatekeeping? Gatekeep girl boss. It's at IBJessJess with two J's in the first Jess. And I also now have a YouTube. It's called Yes Jess, same name as my TikTok. I will leave all of my links on my Instagram and on my social media. So have a look over there if you want to connect with me more. If you have anything else to say about today's episode, you have any episode requests for the future, or you just want to have like another general chat, feel free to message me on Instagram or feel free to email me at yesjesspodcast@gmail.com. I'm very happy to receive mail. I love mail. And yeah, on that note, I'm going to leave you to it. Take care of yourself. I'm going to do my best to upload as often as I can. I don't want to promise every single week because life is still very rocky at the moment, but I want this podcast to be a priority again for myself. I hope you look out for the next episode. Hope you subscribe, tell your friends. Okay, I'm going to go before I keep going on and on. Bye.